Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there was always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony Pony Bloney out of it.
Bloney.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. I guess we're kicking in and out all fucking ready.
Yay.
Here on the show, but we're going to soldier on. I'm discombobulated. The dog, I deployed the Kong toy, and I don't know where it went.
Oh, my God. You can't find the fucking thing. Can't you smell it? Can't you? But she could smell it, couldn't she? I mean, she has, you know, dog smell ability. I mean, dogs can smell better, more bigly than humans. That's what I've always read in books and things like that. You think she'd be able to fucking find the thing? Oh, good job.
Okay, fuck.
Can't dogs smell cancer?
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out here.
And strike and strike and strike.
And join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter, CRABDIVING. I think that's all the fucking opening.
Right.
And we'll see what's going on here. I'm just watching all these settings on the on the computer. They're all fucked up. But thanks for joining us, everybody. We were off yesterday. Ryan had a thing.
Oh, that's right. I did a show in Alabama.
And that's it. Taste Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And God... What the fuck? I just saw this thing that Giuliani had an event on May 15th, and some VIP guest is one of these big lie people or something, or stormed the Capitol. It's insane. I mean, are these people arrested or something? Or
let me see if that's the headline. I saw that story.
Because I thought a lot of these guys are getting arrested for sedition and shit like that. I'm just wondering. It's weird. I mean, this guy's out doing events promoting.
Yeah, it's the headline at the HuffPo. Capitol riot. Suspect on FBI wanted list spotted at Giuliani event is the headline.
Yeah.
Says militant Trump supporter whose photos featured on an FBI wanted list because he was caught on video battling with police officers at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th attended a political event last week for a Trump-loving Pennsylvania politician who backed the former president's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The event's headliner was none other than Rudy Giuliani.
Yay! Hell yes!
Samuel Lazar, who is Capitol suspect number 275 on the FBI website, posed for photos alongside right-wing Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano.
Mastriano.
At the May 15th event, headlined by Rudy G.
Yay!
A tipster sent the photos to HuffPo after spotting them on Facebook.
God damn. I mean, that's... What? And the thing, hasn't Rudy done enough where he could be indicted and maybe arrested or something? I mean,
well,
what?
They seized all of his... Didn't they kicked in his doors and seized his electronics and stuff. So they're
not
going
have enough
through.
To go get him, or is he just going to be allowed to gallivant across the country?
Well, it takes months for these kinds of investigations.
Yeah. Maybe it would be nice if he wasn't fomenting all this domestic terrorism.
Both Mastriano and Lazar were at the U.S. Capitol on the 6th, although Mastriano... or whatever the fuck I just said. He claimed he left when he realized the protest was no longer peaceful. Oh, I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah.
He did later issue a statement saying those who violated the law must be prosecuted. Mastriano's office did not immediately respond for comment. Here at the HuffPo. Lazar was photographed, or Laser, L-A-Z-A-R.
Right.
He probably calls himself Laser.
Laser.
I'm Tommy Laser.
Tommy Laser.
Or whatever the fuck is. What's
that guy sounds like somebody that sells used cars. Tommy Laser Toyota. Come down and get a deal.
Samuel Lazar. Sammy Laser. he was photographed with a number of other Republicans at the May 15 event.
Oh, so just, this guy stormed the fucking Capitol. At the very least, you worked there. They wanted to kill you. Why are you posing for pictures with these people?
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with these motherfuckers?
Online sleuths know Lazar as hashtag facepaintblowhard and circulated images and videos of him as they traced his actions during the assault on police outside the Capitol. The FBI eventually posted an image of him online looking for tips about his identity, what the Bureau apparently didn't realize at the time, but the suspect's name was already public information. Lazar was featured in his local paper days after the Capitol attack, making extensive posts about his activities on Facebook.
But was he post in it, his local paper mentioned him in a positive way?
No. I don't know.
Because here there was someone, I don't know, there's somebody in this area here that was going off to that rally. And the I think the PNJ did a piece on it, like an interest piece. Well, this guy's going up to... on the Capitol on January 6th to fucking, I don't know.
January 10th story on Lancaster Online. Lancaster, is that California? Chronicled some of his trip to D.C., sometimes relying on videos he posted. The story highlighted his military-style outfit and his patch, which read, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Oh,
God, geez.
What?
Somebody needs to
Blessed
calm down.
Be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle and for sticking them up my own butt.
Where's the squirts over that? I mean, God, come on. I mean, these people are radicalized. These people are crazy.
In a Facebook post after the attack, he wrote that there was, quote, "a time for peace. There's a time for war. Our Constitution allows us to abolish our government and install a new one in place." Well, yeah, we do that every 2 to 4 years.
Yeah.
The Constitution doesn't specifically say, hey, take some guns.
Right.
And go overthrow the elections you don't like.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
I think they specifically would not like that.
I just don't understand sometimes these guys that are like, we have to overturn the election. Who's we? And once you do, what are you going to fucking do about it? Now what? Trump just comes back in and takes over and that's that?
Well, yeah, some of them don't think he's ever left.
Well, he has.
Remember, didn't Lynn Wood say he the president is still working, still in the Oval Office? Don't believe him.
We have to no longer vote for this party because this will be the kind of shit that will go on all the fucking time. All the time. Whenever they lose, it doesn't... Wait.
Well, they won't lose.
Well, it doesn't matter,
though. Because they're going to take away democracy, so there's not going to be... They wouldn't... They wouldn't have to lose.
Well, you know, now, but what I said was bullshit because they act like this when they lose. Then they act like this when they fucking win.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Don't vote for them.
In a video shot down the street from the Capitol, Lazar told onlookers that they maced him right the fuck back, meaning cops.
Okay.
Fuck the tyrants, he said. We need to hang these motherfuckers.
Jeez, you know, I just want to...
This is the guy who's rubbing elbows with Rudy.
Look at those fucking people, like what you're describing at the goddamn Capitol, and everybody's losing their mind over Black Lives Matter protests. Oh, look at this. Oh, my God.
So they know who he is. I wonder if they're just going to go get him. A tipster identified Lazar to HuffPo after the FBI circulated the photo, and Lancaster Online ran a story reporting his identity days later in early April. When a Lancaster Online reporter spotted Lazar outside his apartment last month, he reportedly ignored the reporter and hung up when they called.
Okay.
Reached by HuffPo Tuesday morning, Lazar claimed he wasn't able to make it to the Mastriano event that they photographed him at.
Oh, yes.
And then he hung up.
Well, no, that's republicanism. That thing that you saw, you didn't see.
They don't know why the FBI hasn't yet gone after him. Excuse me.
Well, I
had a dentist appointment a little while ago, and it was particularly brutal because my Invisalign is quite active these days. The orthodontist said the next five or six trays are, you know, you're probably going to be a little uncomfortable. So I'm, it feels like I got hit in the mouth with a 2x4.
Jeez.
Ouch. So if I stumble over my words, I'm not drunk. Yeah.
Do you want to be here?
The Bureau is still overwhelmed with the number of tips it has received.
Right.
And federal investigations take a long time to come to fruition. Blah, blah, blah. So there we go. So we'll see. That's the headline. This guy was literally on camera fighting with cops and macing them. And he's still out running and hanging with Rudy and rubbing nipples with doing some moob slapping with the Republican Party.
You know, it's worrisome. If a Republican is elected president next, I mean, we may never figure out what happened.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Because these guys, I mean,
they don't want a commission. Kevin McCarthy is out there saying, I don't want a commission to study what happened on the 6th. We don't need that unless we're going to study everything, all the violence leading up to it, the burning cities from the Black Lives Matter.
I mean, are you going to say Benghazi? I mean, Jesus. Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't want a fucking commission. Are you fucking kidding me? Wasn't he on the phone?
Well, that's why he doesn't want a commission.
Begging Trump to send someone, right? Wasn't he scared?
There was another article this week that they actually got into a yelling argument with each other.
Did they?
That he wasn't begging. He was yelling at Trump over the phone.
God.
And Trump was dragging his nasty old tiny sack.
You don't want to. You're right. Kevin McCarthy doesn't want a fucking commission.
Because he'll get subpoenaed.
He'll be implicated in some bad shit.
What's her face? Liz Cheney said she thinks, of course, he'll have to testify and he should be subpoenaed if he doesn't want to. Because he came out with that statement that day.
Yeah.
Saying Trump riled those idiots up to go attack the insurrection. And then he dragged his balls in trying to put out a statement, tell him to stop.
If we can't get to the bottom of that insurrection, figure out what happened, because we can't come to that. We have to figure out how to look into this without the Republicans, because they are in on this, because that's insane. Why would you investigate the perpetrator of, why would you investigate the crime with the guy that did it? That's crazy. That's what we're doing right now. The guy that did it doesn't want to be investigated. Isn't that
weird? All of them. Let's say a couple hundred of them would prefer not to be, and a few senators.
We just,
Hawley, Cruz.
Then how do we get past it then? How do we ever figure out what's going on?
Well, the Democrats say, fuck you, we're putting together a commission. They're in charge.
Yeah, that's true.
They want to do it bipartisan, but if McCarthy's going to say, I don't want to do it, then, you know, lick our taints.
To the person that wants to do that in a bipartisan manner, explain yourself. They did it. But you want them to investigate this, the thing they did. That to me says you don't understand.
Well, that's how the cops do it all the time.
Oh, that's true.
We've investigated ourselves and decided that there has been nothing wrong, wrong.
Who made the call to have not very many cops there? Who is that?
We don't know that. I mean, that's what part of the commission is for.
Commission could look into that. That would be nice.
So those are your headlines at the HuffPo. Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay!
summer vacation in stratosphere, it says.
Oh, these fucking space tourist fucks. God damn!
And it's a story at the Atlantic.
Shit.
Rich people are heading to space, and they're changing what it means to be an astronaut.
Oh, fuck every single one of them. I don't know. I think this is... space tourism. Do you like this?
Why not?
Well, because we could be doing better things with the time in space. Why are we sending a bunch of fucking idiots and teaching them how to be astronauts? Why?
Well, I agree with that.
Send some fucking scientists up there.
It'd be nice if some of these assholes, instead of spending millions to go take selfies in space, would, you know, I don't know, fund a hospital or some school lunches for kids or
something
like that.
I'm just trying to explain this stratosphere vacation bullshit to someone that just had to burn some relatives in India because they died out in the streets from coronavirus.
And of course, you know, they're allowing normal, regular people to go up. I'm lying. Bezos is going to have like an auction of spots in his big, giant, throbbing rocket.
I tell you what, our society is pretty fucking gross. I mean, not to be a dick, yeah, but geez. We're auctioning off. Who wants to be in Starfleet?
Space Force.
Yeah, who wants to be in Space Force? What rich fuck wants to be in Space Force? Can you imagine the waiver you have to sign before you go to space? Do you have to sign a waiver?
I would assume so, yeah.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
There you go, those are your headlines. I'm not going to read any more about their space tourism. Who gives a fuck? Rich people are bored and want something to do with their money. And some of them are going to spend a lot of money to go into space.
Am I being a fuddy-duddy to think that these vacations for the ultra-rich, where they're so bored, they have to go and fuck around in space, but yet our world is so fucked. Why do they get to go to space?
Because they're rich.
And be Star Trek.
Because that's how our world is.
Motherfuckers. But that's just not... there's discord there. Am I wrong, or... Does it just seem like yourself?
Sorry, I'm laughing at the headline I just read.
Oh, read that one then. Read the one you laughed at.
It's a picture of the QAnon shaman from the Sixth. You remember him?
Is he still in jail?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, shit.
The headlines, Mediaite. QAnon shaman attorney defends his client and alleged Capitol rioters as, quote, short bus people, which is horrible, in a wild interview. Wait. But this is his own client who he is suggesting is a short bus person. Jacob Chant.
This is the guy who's the Q shaman with the crazy, with this vegan diet he had in jail.
Yeah, and the buffalo horns and, okay, yeah, and his moobs out.
Right.
Shirtless.
Right.
Because that's, you know, apparently what one wears when you're storming Congress.
Right. You know, did any of these people watch videos of other coups before they tried their coup? I mean, not to criticize y'all, but the level of white trash was just off the chart. Okay.
The Missouri-based lawyer representing Jacob Chansley, a.k.a. the QAnon shaman, has offered a highly unorthodox defense of his client and others who've been charged in connection with the storming of the Capitol on the 6th. Attorney Albert Watkins gave an interview to Talking Points Memo.
Yes.
As the outlet report on several of the legal arguments the alleged Capitol rioters have used to address the charges they face. One of the tactics is widely believed their attorneys will use is the Trump defense, arguing that the accused rioters were compelled to violent criminal action because of Trump's election lies and their belief that they were carrying out the former president's will. We could go back to the tapes of the insurrection, and they were yelling that.
It's
this
not
is what
subtle.
Trump told us to come here. This is what we're doing.
I don't know what to say about that insurrection. It wasn't subtle. It was a riot.
I'm going to rub my dick on Nancy Stapler.
If you, I want to ask this question. If it was tourism, what I've been to, I've not gone on vacations and done touristy things. When we went to Europe, do you remember anyone walking around the Vatican throwing chairs through windows?
Well,
because
yeah.
that's what tourists do.
I felt compelled to take a shit in the hallway at the Vatican.
Let me film it.
Oh my God. Watkins, the Q shaman attorney, said his client has Asperger's syndrome and indicated that Chansley's mental state and the impact of Trump's propaganda efforts would play a role in the case. A lot of the quote, a lot of these defendants, and I'm going to use this colloquial term, perhaps disrespectfully, but they're all fucking short bus people.
This is an attorney. This is
his lawyer.
An attorney said that.
These are people with brain damage. They're fucking retarded. They're on the goddamn spectrum, he said.
He did not say that.
I'm quoting.
I'm not a lawyer, but what I understand from TV is that lawyering involves using, like, effective words. You know, like.
Well, I understood what he said.
The R word. I know. I mean, I understand.
He got his point across.
But, you know, I would just, it's shocking to have a lawyer throwing around the R word. That's all. Publicly, right?
She drinks water really weird. I was just watching the dog drink water, and she puts her nose on above the edge of the bowl and kind of pushes her face down so that her nose is like pushed up, and then starts. You're a weird little dog.
No. She's evolved.
What's wrong with you?
From wolves, and she has certain instincts that we will never be able to have.
Well, they don't have bowls in the wild. They're looking out of puddles and.
That's true.
In the river. And shit.
She's doing that because she's a wolf.
A lot of these defendants, I'm going to use a colloquial term, they're all fucking short bus people. These are people with brain damage. They're fucking retarded. They're on the goddamn spectrum. But they're our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our coworkers. They're part of our country. These aren't bad people. They don't have prior criminal history. Fuck, they were subject to 4+ years of goddamn propaganda, the likes of which the world has not seen since fucking Hitler.
Wait,
I like
reading,
this guy.
Are you reading from a...
This is their lawyer. Sure? This is a Q...
Lawyer, this is an Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, this is the QAnon shaman's lawyer.
Jesus Christ. Where do you find that guy?
Frustrated and drinking. Well, I mean, you know, no offense, but who's the QAnon shaman going
to get? The very
get
existence
for...
of this law, of this hearing that we're listening to, and a lot of this is white privilege. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't be talking to this guy.
Half of them would be
white,
dead.
They'd be dead.
If it was a BLM protest that had lunatics break into the Capitol, they would have been.
Shit, there were BLM protests where nothing happened except the cops sprayed people with mace.
Oh, yeah.
And
then
when they ran away, they said, oh, you're breaking curfew or some fucking bullshit like that.
And Steve Ducey's trying to get people to take the COVID vaccine.
Oh, fuck you, Steve.
When you have a chance, get the shot, said.
Fuck off, dickhead. I mean, I agree with you. Go get the fucking vaccine. But what are you guys? Do you believe in the virus now? Do they believe in some science? Fox or?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve. I can get the vaccine. Can I get an abortion?
They're probably worried about getting sued.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, that's kind of shallow, isn't it? Don't they want to help people?
Fox? White people, white.
Roger Ailes is like, come back to my office. It's time to rape.
Speaking of white people, did you see what fucking Rogan said? God,
no.
He's really.
What's wrong with that guy?
Really a load. Let me see if I can find this story now. I didn't even pull it. But since you brought it up.
Oh, yes. Wait, I brought up Rogan?
Well, you brought up this, butthurt white men.
Oh, yes. Well,
and
hard to avoid that.
He
that
said
topic.
Something to, well, yeah, and he's on the trending today and on the headlines.
What's his fucking problem? Doesn't he have, is he rich with like the number one fucking podcast?
He was speaking to stand-up comedian Joe List. Do you know him?
No.
About evolving boundaries of what makes for acceptable comedy. Rogan said, can you make a good comedy movie anymore? Or have they made it so dangerous in terms of being canceled that comedy movies are no longer something you can do? You can never be woke enough. That's the problem. It keeps going further and further and further down the line. And if you get to the point where you capitulate, where you agree to all these demands, what? It'll eventually get to straight white men are not allowed to talk.
God. What is he saying? This is some stupid, this is the stupidest fucking shit I've ever fucking heard. Grow up, dickhead.
It'll eventually get to straight white men are not allowed to talk.
First of all, God, I'm isn't so that argument sick of isn't my this fellow a tired white fucking, males tired fucking argument? It's a tired
yeah, well, it's bullshit.
Fucking when I'm on stage, I am talking, and if I say, you know, it's just like what you're saying. When you're saying what you're saying, does it make you feel like a Nazi fucking shithead? Does it? Does it? Then maybe say something else. Have some fucking humanity. That's all. What are these people making so fucking goddamn complicated? Who's coming after you?
He continued to rant on the show that straight white men would no longer be allowed to even go outside. his guest began to laugh and... Rogan continued, I'm not joking. It really will get there. It's that crazy. We just got to be nice to each other, man. And there's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this weirdness in our culture. And then that becomes their thing. Their thing is calling people out for their privilege, calling people out for their position. Yeah. Since backlash was swift online.
So his thing is like, I'm a target or something. He feels like a target. Joe Rogan feels like a target.
This guy on Twitter wrote, Joe Rogan made his comments about straight white men not being able to talk due to woke culture on his podcast, which was acquired by Spotify in $100 million deal that has 11 million listeners per episode and lets him talk about literally anything.
Oh, oppressed. Oh, you're so censored. Oh, you can't say anything. Listen to that. You have 3 trillion listeners. On your fucking podcast. How are you oppressed?
Oh, this is kind of perfect. Another person tweeted a photo with the repeated phrase, Joe Rogan is goop for men. Like Gwyneth Paltrow's. It's true. That's kind of perfect.
Is he selling products, though?
No, like, but he's like just, skin? He is. He's shit. Like an embodiment of goop.
Yeah, you're goop.
Rogan is infamous for interviewing several controversial figures, including far-right Proud Boys founder Gavin McInnes, disgraced comedian Chris D'Elia. He came under fire late last month after he falsely claimed on his show that healthy young adults do not need to get vaccinated.
God, thank you. Thank you, dickhead.
The podcast host later clarified that he's not an anti-vax person. I'm not a doctor. I'm a fucking moron, and I'm a cage-fighting commentator. I'm not a respected source of information, even for me. So disavowing, taking no responsibility for the 11 plus million listeners that he fucking lied to and could get somebody killed. Somebody might say, I'm not getting that vaccine. Joe Rogan said, I don't need it.
I don't understand this complaint with this woke thing. Like, people are like, it's woke culture. And I don't even understand what they mean. I mean, what do you mean? Like, they don't have empathy? Is that what it is? You don't have empathy, and so you can't feel like what you're... You don't understand how what you're saying could be racist or shitty. They don't understand that, or they don't care. Or they don't
I mean, I think
be,
the point was to be racist.
These babies won't... You have every word you can use in the planet, you motherfucker. You have all the money.
I thought the point was to be racist and shitty.
Yeah. Sure, man. Use your platform and tell all your dumb fucking listeners to not get the fucking vaccine. Fine. Then you won, didn't you? You won, you fuck. You won. You have all the money and you're making everyone sick. You won. Is that what you wanted?
So Joe Rogan, being Joe Rogan.
White men won't be able to say anything or go outside or anything.
Hey, go to India and tell all those people that are burning their families that you're telling people in America to not get the vaccine. Because you're a fucking idiot, like you said. Like, what kind of apology is that? Who cares about your fucking apology? Who gives a fuck? Collect your fucking paycheck.
So, you know, everyone send a sympathy card to Joe Rogan for
God damn.
The severe butt hurt he's
congratulations having, on your success, asshole.
He's having to deal with.
Yeah. It's tough. I'm so sorry. Oh, it's so tough. Oh, my God. Did he move to Austin to escape wokeness in L.A.? Didn't he say that? He lives in Austin.
I guess. Probably. I don't know. There's other comedians out there that, you know, seem to have been doing okay.
Yeah. He's just a meathead, man. He's just a rich asshole. He's a rich fucking asshole.
Elsewhere in the news.
He's have, great.
Bad news.
Yes.
And a lot of I told you so's.
Okay.
As the Supreme Court has agreed yesterday to take a case about abortion.
Yay! That's ominous.
They agreed to a showdown over abortion in a case that could dramatically alter nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion rights, with three justices appointed by Trump, part of a 6-3 conservative majority. The court is taking on a case about whether states can ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb.
What?
Mississippi, which is asking to be allowed to enforce an abortion ban after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Okay.
So not even 4 months.
God.
Is asking the court to overrule the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision confirming a woman's right to abortion.
Right. Now this or, is... We're talking about women's reproductive rights, right?
Yes.
Not straight white males' reproductive rights. They're not under attack. Is that correct?
Well, no, they are, because women want to have their own rights. So these conservative men feel that they're being attacked.
Okay. Joe Rogan, calm down. It's okay.
Let's see. Abortion. Mississippi is asking... it says abortion rights supporters said the case is a clear threat to abortion rights. The court cannot uphold this law without overturning the principal protections of Roe versus Wade.
Right. The protections.
Well, yeah.
Why would you want to overturn something like that?
You're killing babies.
But you're protecting someone's rights. You're turning over. They want to get rid of those protections.
Even if the court does not explicitly overrule earlier cases, a decision favorable to the state could lay the groundwork for allowing even more restrictions on abortion, including state bans on abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks.
My God.
And we'll remember that the fetal heartbeat, a lot of women don't even know they're pregnant.
Right. It's just doesn't make sense. It's 2020 fucking one, man. This is crazy.
It'll probably be argued in the fall with a decision likely in spring 2022 during the campaign for congressional midterm elections. Republicans should probably hope that they don't rule the way they want them to, because I think that's going to scare the living shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
If SCOTUS overturns this.
Yeah.
And the backlash that these scumbag, goose-stepping, authoritarian piss fucks will be dealing with, I think, hopefully, will be significant.
That will send a message.
Well, I mean, we'll be fucked because we'll have to go back and try to get the rights back again after SCOTUS rules. We'll need a fucking constitutional amendment.
It seems like that threat was there when Trump came into office, too. I'm just wondering why people aren't. That doesn't freak people out the way it should. I mean, that's scary.
Mississippi's ban had been blocked by lower courts as inconsistent with Supreme Court precedent that protects a woman's right to obtain an abortion before the fetus can survive outside the womb.
Right.
In an affirming, so they've lower courts have been universally blocking this.
Right.
And the state keeps appealing. In the U.S. Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals case that affirmed the lower court ruling saying this law is bullshit, Patrick Higginbottom.
Mr. Higginbottom!
Said states may regulate abortion procedures prior to viability so long as they do not impose an undue burden on the woman's right, but they may not ban abortions. This law at issue is a ban.
Oh, shit. So wait a second. These states are passing these crazy laws, but then the courts strike them down, keep striking them down.
For the most part, yeah. And then they don't pick them up later. Like so, SCOTUS doesn't pick them up.
So if they keep getting struck down, why do they keep trying? Are they hoping at one point are they going fishing?
Amy Coney Barrett.
They're trying to get lucky.
Kavanaugh, of course. We say they've said it.
God, that's. It's just
the trap laws. Their idea is to put laws to get the case before the SCOTUS. Now, maybe SCOTUS will stick with precedent and say that it's okay that you know, they're going to agree with the lower courts and keep this. And keep the, you know, throw that law out, maybe, and maybe that'll stop some of these other laws.
How do you kill these fucking laws then?
These other assholes from trying to, we keep suing every time they do it.
This is crazy. I mean, it just seems like a system where a law gets struck down, you just try again, you hope you just get lucky with another court. That doesn't seem like it's in the spirit of.
Over 90% of abortions take place within the first 13 weeks. Of pregnancy,
why don't we just go to like a system of government where everybody's a witch and we can cast spells at each other and get real religious and weird and shit like that if we're going to be so fucking anti-science and stupid.
Justices have put off action on the case for several months. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an abortion rights proponent, died just before the new term began. Her replacement, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, is the most open opponent of abortion rights to join the court in decades.
How disgusting. How fucking disgusting. Oh, my God. That's the thing. The Republicans are shameless motherfuckers. They don't fucking care. They will do anything. They shoved that Amy fuck face right up our asses. That Coney Barrett right up our asses. He shouldn't have appointed someone. That should have been Biden's spot.
Barrett is one of three Trump appointees on the court. The other two, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, voted in dissent last year to allow Louisiana to enforce restrictions on doctors that could have closed two out of the three abortion clinics in the state. So they would have been okay with that. That's that ridiculous admitting privileges, I think it was, bullshit.
It's crazy. I mean, my God, people want to be happy. They don't want to be baby incubators. You know, why, what the fuck? You're talking about reproductive rights. You say it all the time. We say it so much, it's almost a trope. But if a dude could get pregnant, oh my God, you could get an abortion at the Circle K.
Yeah.
We'd have fetal Flobies at every McDonald's.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration backs legislation that would write the Roe decision into federal law. Oh. Regardless of the outcome of the Supreme Court case, the legislation would put an end to state efforts to ban abortion.
Wow. How hard does Joe Manchin's dick have to get sucked for that to get
through?
There you go. Jesus Christ. Okay, guys, put on your knee pads.
The Mississippi law was enacted in 2018, but was blocked after federal court challenged the state's only abortion clinic, one in Mississippi, remains open. About 10% of its abortions, about 10% of its abortions are done after the 15th week. So that means those 10% after the, with this new law would be fucked.
Shouldn't Biden or Kamala look into Mississippi? You know, because if I remember correctly, in Michigan, the Republicans appointed an emergency manager because the state, things weren't going so well in that state. Why isn't that happening with Mississippi? Don't you think they need an emergency daddy or mommy or something?
Yeah, and don't forget, some of these states, it says here, they, 11 states have total abortion bans waiting to go into effect if the Supreme Court overturns Roe. And some of those do not allow an abortion, even in the case of rape and incest. That's
you sick motherfuckers.
That's how disgusting these people are.
Because they want everybody to live in a fucked up, like, modern American family drama, like a fucking Eugene O'Neill play. They're, I don't know, they're masochists. They're crazy. Their infrastructure is in the South is sloughing into the fucking Gulf, and you're worried about reproductive rights in Mississippi? Your plumbing didn't work. Didn't they have issues with water or electricity or something? You had no electricity or water in your state during the winter. Don't worry about people's pussies.
A central a central question in the case is about viability, whether a fetus can survive on its own at 15 weeks. I mean, no.
Not in a state without water or power.
Nowhere. The clinic presented evidence that viability is impossible at 15 weeks. Appeals court said the state conceded that it had identified no medical evidence that a fetus would be viable at 15 weeks. Viability occurs roughly at 24 weeks, the point at which babies are more likely to survive. But the state argues that viability is an arbitrary standard that doesn't take sufficient account of the state's interest in regulating abortion.
The state's interest in someone's uterus and shit? Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
The Mississippi law would allow exceptions to the 15-week ban in cases of medical emergency or severe fetal abnormality. Oh, well, that's nice of them.
You got to appeal to a board about your health care.
Doctors found in violation of the ban would face mandatory suspension or revocation of their medical license.
God, guys, just everybody, these anti-choice evangelical motherfuckers, you don't need Viagra now, do you? You love this. They love this, right?
What?
This kind of shit. It's like puritanical shit. These crazy fucking.
Well, they want to pass it. Yeah, they don't. Yeah. I don't think they like the fight. They want. Yeah. They want to win.
See, I thought that's how they got elected every time was the fight. Like,
well, it's one of the main issues they use. That I think the vast majority of the actual Republican legislators and leaders don't give a rat's fuck about abortion. In fact, they probably have funded some of their own or had some of their own.
You think Trump has?
And undoubtedly.
Right.
And
but he wanted to arrest doctors that were performing abortions.
I think you have to do something.
Wasn't that?
Yeah, you have to punish. Yeah, you have to do something. Well, he wanted the women. Remember, Chris Matthews got him to say it. In the campaign up to the 2016 election. Well, yeah, you know, you got to do something. You got to punish him somehow. Punish the women for getting an abortion.
Whatever happened to Chris Matthews?
Remember he said that creepy shit? He was getting a little...
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, that's right.
Rapey McRapey.
Yep.
Not rapey. Like old man. Old man
like
rapey.
A dumb fuck. Nice gams.
Old guy, yeah. Oh, look at those eyes. Your eyes are beautiful. Oh, thanks.
Nobody gives a shit.
The... I didn't have another SCOTUS.
Scrotish.
So yeah, so that's terrifying. So good job, voters, and good job, Susie Collins, who said she's convinced that Kavanaugh is believes in precedent and would not want to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's why she voted for him.
Good. Oh yeah, good. That's a nice gamble,
Susie Collins.
We'll see. What do you care, Susie? Jesus. Squee. You put your faith in the friend of Squee or whatever the fuck that was in Kavanaugh, the guy sobbing at his confirmation hearing. Okay.
the
You ever gone to a job interview like that and just started crying and screaming about beer?
I don't think
so. And got hired?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Impressive.
There it is. Good news, I guess?
Yes.
The Supreme Court voted unanimously.
Oh, shit.
Yesterday. An exception to the Fourth Amendment for, quote, community caretaking does not allow police to enter and search a home without a warrant. The community caretaking exception originated from a 1973 case in which an officer took a gun out of an impounded car without a warrant. The Supreme Court ruled at the time the police can conduct such warrantless searches if they are performing, quote, community caretaking functions.
Oh, yes.
In a reasonable manner. See, that's...
No Chicago cop has ever taken advantage of that
shit. Yeah, that's the kind of wording that the Supreme Court needs to not have. You can't leave conservatives and cops and Republicans any leeway in verbiage.
Google news about... Google some news stories about our sheriff's department here in Pensacola, and then you didn't think about the idea of those guys doing a community care check or something like that. That would be quite interesting.
This is the case yesterday, Caniglia versus Strom, centered on whether the exception also justifies warrantless searches of homes. In a 9-0 ruling, the court said it does not. The KD case in 73 recognized that police perform, quote, many civil tasks in modern society. The recognition that these tasks exist is not an open-ended license to perform them anywhere, wrote Clarence Thomas.
Jeez, what?
The Fourth Amendment protects the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, he wrote.
Okay.
Sam Alito...
Okay.
Noted that snake, evil motherfucker.
It's shocking to have a group of, I mean, for a group of people like this to agree on this on the right side of something is kind of crazy, right? I mean, this must be, I mean, it really is.
I think this is just pretty egregious that
the cops would use this, that excuse just to go in someone's house. I mean, I sound so naive saying that. Of course they would. Every fucking time, too. Every fucking time.
A dude from the conservative think tank Cato Institute.
Yes.
Who's the senior vice president for criminal justice there.
Oh, shit.
Said, perhaps not coincidentally, the court's unanimous ruling comes at a time of national debate over whether we should dial back the scope of police activities and only use them for actual law enforcement purposes. This represents a welcome, albeit unusual, refusal on the justice's part to give the government greater leeway in conducting warrantless searches of people's homes and personal effects. These conservatives over the years have chipped away at many of these Fourth Amendment rights.
Does this speak to policing, though? Because, I don't know. I mean, I know we can't, but it would be nice if you could trust the cops, like, say, okay, well, this guy could be in some danger, so I'm going to go in there and make sure this person's okay.
Well, that's different.
Right.
Well, Alito wrote, noted in his concurrence that the ruling does not apply to an exception known as exigent circumstances, which allows police to enter homes without a warrant to help an injured occupant or to protect an occupant from imminent injury.
Okay, now listen, if there's any cops listening, do you guys promise not to abuse that one?
No.
That Vile Experience just read? Because don't abuse that one, please, okay?
I thought I heard someone yelling for help.
I heard somebody cough and I shot him.
The suit was filed by a Rhode Island man after police officers searched his home and seized two handguns without warrant in 2015. During an argument with his wife, the dude had placed a handgun on his dining room table and asked her to shoot him and get it over
Fucking Christ. Just shoot me and get it the fuck over with.
The wife went and stayed somewhere else that night.
Well,
After not being able to reach him the next day, she called the police. The police found him on his porch. He denied he was suicidal. but agreed to go to the hospital for psychiatric evaluation on the condition the officers would not confiscate his firearms.
Okay.
But they did anyway.
Right.
They went in his house, searched, and found his guns and took them.
Wow. Well, I mean, he said he was suicidal, though. I mean, wouldn't you want to take the guy's fucking guns?
He said he was not suicidal.
Oh, he said he was not, but his friend said.
But he said he would go for psych eval.
Yeah.
If they don't steal his guns, but they did. Shit. He later sued the officers, saying the search and seizure violated the Fourth Amendment rights. The officers argued their actions were legal because they believed he was suicidal. The district court, First Circuit Court of Appeals, agreed with the police, ruling that the search counted as community caretaking.
Okay.
And that the earlier ruling applied both times.
Am I wrong? I mean, that is getting abused, right? This community caretaking.
Yeah. A nonpartisan coalition of civil liberty advocates worried that a similar Supreme Court ruling, if SCOTUS had ruled poorly, could have created a potentially dangerous precedent where police could just willy-nilly walk into your house and say, you know, oh, we don't care. We don't need a warrant.
Right. Well, we have these Ring cameras. If the cops are monitoring the rings and they see a crime in progress, can they send RoboCop in to stop it? Or
I would think no.
Well, the rings don't stream, though, right? Or do they?
No, they turn on when somebody's there. Oh, okay. When they detect movement, I think, right? Even the Cato Institute filed a brief saying it would give police free rein to enter the home without probable cause or a warrant. And we know police wouldn't abuse things like that. That's not what they do ever.
Of course not. No, I mean, well, they'll do things like shoot you.
So, but how scary is this? So 9-0 on SCOTUS said that, quote, the ruled that the holding nor logic of Katie justify the police's actions, right? 9-0. What is up with the district court and the fucking First Circuit Court of Appeals that both sided with the jackboots? What does that tell us about our courts?
They're fucked.
Right.
They're fucked bigly. They're fucked bigly. And they shouldn't depend on getting fucked bigly depending on which party gets elected, which who's allowed to name them. Why is our president naming them? Why? Is there any other way for us to do this so the Republicans can't ever have their fingers
it's in the Constitution?
Oh, my God. And they just fuck everything the fuck up every fucking time. What justices are we usually complaining about, though? Which conservative justices?
Yeah, Thomas Alito.
Yes, every time. Every fucking time.
Yesterday, SCOTUS also ruled 7-1 that an appeals court should take another look at a lawsuit involving global warming that's right. In its early stages. Lawyers have been arguing over whether the case belongs in state or federal courts. So 7-1, they said go look at it again to the appeals court.
Right.
And another case put out yesterday, they, well, this could be scary, split 6-3. Among conservative liberal lines.
Yes.
They ruled prisoners who were convicted by non-unanimous juries.
Right.
Before the high court barred the practice a year ago, don't need to be retried.
I see. So if they were tried in...
So some states, apparently, the decision affects prisoners who were convicted in Louisiana and Oregon, as well as the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico.
Oui.
Water, ocean water.
God.
The few places that allowed criminal convictions based on divided jury votes. So no you shit. Just, I guess you just need a majority. That's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, that really is.
But the Supreme Court a year ago barred that and said, you guys can't do that. It's got to be, your juries have to be unanimous for criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, wait. So you should be able. So if you were convicted by
But now they're saying they don't have to. So,
jeez, that is some crazy ass fucking logic right there. That's amazing.
So, good news, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
And surprising, 9-0. Even fucking Thomas and Alito.
Right.
Amazing.
Well, maybe they had the Prozac had just kicked in or something.
Tweet us during the show.
Or the lithium.
If you like, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
We've got, I'm just looking at our Twitter right now. Snollygoster.
What is that?
There's this one bot that keeps replying to us. I think it uses a lot of our hashtags or
What's
something.
What's it called?
Swurian bot or something?
Swurian.
But it responded to one of our tweets.
Yeah.
Where's the tweet? Why isn't that loading? That it responded to.
Oh, that's nice.
Twitter's being a little...
Thank you, bot, for responding to us. We appreciate any attention anyone wants to give us.
And in fact, our internet is not working right now.
Hey, thank you, Florida. Thank you, Cock Cable. So thank you.
We shall keep on.
Right.
Keeping on. In recording here.
Yes.
So if you're listening to us as a podcast, you're just listening to us, but
right. Thank you.
I would apologize to our live listeners, but they're not listening right now.
We live in Florida with shitty infrastructure and shitty internet.
Maybe it's back.
Yay for us.
Possibly it's back.
Right.
Let me see if I can open any stories. And that's a no.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's actually, it's dead right now.
Oh.
So that means I have to switch to my telephone.
Oh no.
To read stories because I can't download anything.
Is Bill Gates still getting divorced, do you think?
Off to the internet.
Did he work it out with Melinda? Are they pretty much
done? I think they're done.
Right.
This is, this is a great story.
Yeah.
Devin Nunes, this Yay. Is actually a creepy as fuck story.
Okay.
But it's a story that has been pretty funny for the longest time.
Yeah.
Do you remember the cow lawsuit?
There was a Twitter account involved. It was very funny.
Yeah. Devin Nunes' cow.
Right.
Devin very butthurt because in California, where he's a representative, he claimed a farming exemption or that they had
a dairy farm
right. or something. And that was proved to be maybe less than accurate or something.
His cow ratted him out.
But nonetheless, they had, there was a joke of a Twitter handle.
Yes.
Devin Nunes' cow. And they, just brutally trolling Devin
right.
Nunes.
Oh, that's genius.
And he got upset and butthurt and tried to sue them and has for the longest time been trying to unmask
yes
the owners of Devin Nunes's cow. And then there was another one that was like Devin Nunes's mom or something.
Why does he need to do that?
At Devin Cow.
Right. I mean, because it's a joke.
Well, yeah.
So,
but now, I'm seeing reports that are more people calling. I mean, like there mm-hmm. haven't been enough calls for Bill Barr to be disbarred.
Right.
The former attorney general. But now we're learning that the Trump administration subpoenaed.
Yes.
Twitter. For information related to a parody account criticizing Devin Nunes. No crimes have been committed.
Right, you're just terrorizing
and this was,
someone.
Yeah, and this was a civil lawsuit.
And is it...
The Department of Justice should not be getting involved...
Right.
...in trying to unmask a Twitter account because it insulted poor Devin Nunes.
Yeah. Isn't this abuse of power or something?
This is creepy fascist Nazi shit.
I mean, anybody could have thought of the cow thing. It's funny as fuck. The guy The guy took a dairy farming exemption. He said he's not a dairy farmer. That's why it's funny. Now, a cow that he doesn't own, who's not on his fake dairy farm, has a Twitter account. It's a joke.
We may be back online, everybody.
It's a fucking joke.
Our Twitter is, apologies, actual internet is going up and down. I can see that here in my,
right.
Different,
Doesn't Devin Nunes have to read shit? And doesn't Devin Nunes have to be smart enough to write laws?
Well, I mean, in theory, one would hope that would happen. But these Republicans, the last thing they want to do is anything for people and worthwhile.
The judgment just to follow through on this dumb fucking lawsuit against a cow that doesn't exist because of a Twitter account. Okay. To me, that's like I would question my legislator's judgment. I would question my legislator's judgment if he was, say, a sex trafficker as well.
Okay, I can open this fucking story now here.
Yes.
On the computer.
Right.
After Representative Devin Nunes failed last summer to force Twitter to unmask several accounts dedicated to ruthlessly mocking him, the Justice Department took aim at one of the critics. Court filings unsealed this week revealed that in the last month of the Trump presidency, the Justice Department used a grand jury subpoena to demand the identity of whoever was behind @NunesAlt, a Twitter account that criticized Nunes.
They criticized him. Can we not criticize our great leader, the senator? Where is he from? Is this fuck from? He was from California. Yeah. Oh, we can't criticize Devin Nunes.
Twitter strongly objected to the November request, filed a motion to quash it, noting Nunes' own failed legal efforts to reveal the identities of his Twitter detractors.
Yes.
A lawyer for Twitter said Congressman Nunes has previously and unsuccessfully attempted in several ways to obtain information about his critics. Twitter was concerned that the subpoena was merely another attempt by Congressman Nunes to do the same. In the end, the DOJ request was withdrawn after Biden took office and the adults came back into the room.
Right. Right.
The subpoena is the latest turn in a years-long legal beef. Oh, look what they did there. Between Nunes and several Twitter accounts with names like Devin Nunes' cow, Devin Nunes' mom.
Utterly insane.
The congressman attempted to sue the owners of these accounts and Twitter itself for defamation, claiming the nameless critics had tried to intimidate him and intended to generate and proliferate false and defamatory statements.
Oh, yes. Fuck you, motherfucker. How dare you? How dare you? You complain about being trolled from the party of fucking trolls. Oh, my God, you sensitive little fucknut. You're suing Twitter people. He's suing Twitter users that are making fun of him. What a baby.
But Nunes's efforts to find those responsible for biting tweets, calling him a treasonous cowpoke and utterly worthless.
Damn. Ouch. Oh, my God.
Have backfired by propelling those accounts to viral success. Once again, the Streisand effect.
Yes. All right.
While Devin Nunes' cow had a mere 1,000 followers when the congressman took aim at the account, today it has over 770,000.
Bam, motherfucker. Because it's funny. It's funny, too. It's funny. That's the thing. These guys can't be funny because they're so hateful and mean. They have no sense of fucking humor.
About 5 months later, the Justice Department stepped in with a grand jury subpoena, arguing it needed to identify the person of the account because of a criminal investigation involving threatening communications in interstate commerce.
Hey, assholes, you and the people pretending to be dairy farmers, or you were, but you weren't. You weren't. You were lying.
Oh, get this. The request was made under the leadership of Michael Sherwin, who had been appointed by Attorney General William Barr as acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The Justice Department also filed a gag order preventing Twitter from speaking about it. you're going to give this over.
This.
Yeah, you're going to give this over. And we know this is illegal and unconstitutional and fascist as fuck.
Absolutely.
So we're going to make it even triple the fascism and prevent Twitter from ever talking about it.
These are children with, like, these are people that are angry pants.
Twitter
very angry pants.
Twitter went through and reviewed the at Nunes alt account. This is the one they were trying to unmask.
Yes.
And found out it was devoted entirely to political parody, had a large audience, suggesting that the owner of the account was using First Amendment right to anonymously criticize a politician.
Hey, Nunes, the way you handle this is if you really want to deal with this part, the way you should handle it is ignore it, because this isn't your thing. Words and shit. But you could be funnier. What if he was funnier than the person making fun of him? Why not do that, dickhead?
He's a Republican.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I can't do that.
And have the ability.
The company also argued the DOJ should, this is true, the DOJ should have to prove the government found evidence of a threat made by that account before they should be ordered to reveal the identity.
Right.
When a lawyer for Twitter asked for an example of any threats posted by the account, the government demurred. Well...
That means that they just thought Twitter was going to fucking do it without explaining themselves.
Yep.
Or making them explain.
A DOJ lawyer said in an email exchange with Twitter's legal team, "I've consulted with my supervisor here at the U.S. Attorney's Office, and we will not agree to provide any further information at this time."
Well.
The subpoena asked Twitter to provide the requested information to a Capitol Police official or during a grand jury hearing.
Right.
The DOJ withdrew the subpoena this spring.
Yes.
Once again, after the adults came in.
Right. It must have been crazy when the adults showed up at the DOJ. Was it on fire? Were people running around, beating one another? What was going on? It was sticky.
Nunes is out. Calling itself Devin Nunes' alt mom, reacted with dismay. "There's nothing remarkable about me," they tweeted. "I'm a basic smartass with a Twitter account."
Yeah.
"So then why am I being sued by a U.S. congressman?"
Right.
The Twitter user suggested the government's campaign to unmask Nunes' internet foe threatens anyone who dares speak out anonymously against politicians. Why would the DOJ ever target me? Is it the mean tweets and bad memes? It's not about me or this silly account. It's about silencing all of us. Exactly.
The opposition. This is some Russia shit.
Yeah.
And listen, this is Trump's thing. He is a strong man, an authoritarian. Of course, his fucking Justice Department's going to behave like this. They want to put you in a black van because you tweeted something meanie pants. And Devin fucking Nunes. Who the fuck is that? Fuck Devin Nunes. You should be able to make fun of Devin Nunes all fucking day.
And then to back down when Twitter says, "Give us an example of a threatening text, the Twitter tweet this guy sent."
Crickets.
Cricket, 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 cricket.
I mean, you know, the...
So go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Department of Justice.
And if Trump,
Department of Justice.
Right, right. And if you...
In quotes.
Yes.
The justice part when Republicans are involved.
Quit being cunts also. That might help. If Devin Nunes doesn't like all these parody accounts, quit doing shitty things.
Right.
That could be a place to start, maybe.
So that's what's going on there.
They will not be silenced. Devin Alt, Devin Nunes Cow, they are free to speak on Twitter as they would like. But not Trump. Trump's still banned, right, from Twitter?
Good God. God, this is acting weird now.
Oh, shit.
We may still be bouncing in and out, but
probably.
We're still recording. I've got a story here. Oh, this is big announcement.
Yes.
Running for New York governor.
Oh.
Giuliani. Andrew Giuliani. The son. Who most recently was pulling down $100,000 a year, helping Trump's administration talk to athletes when they wanted to have them come over to the White House.
You know, Andrew, it's amazing to me that you want to get in politics. It really is. I mean, you're in it, I guess.
They're stupid. They're dumb.
Dumb fuck. You're going to run for governor on your dad's name?
touting his father's success in reducing crime in New York City. What? If you have to run on your father's accomplishment, that is the problem with this whole fucking country.
Yeah, right. Hey, Rudy Jr., if you're governor, does that mean you can pardon your dad for things as a governor for anything you might do in the state?
That's what they're thinking.
No.
That's what they're thinking.
This is America.
He just wants to run and hopefully win so that any New York charges he can pardon daddy for.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm
Trump.
Sorry. That sucks.
And Trump. And Trump. And Trump. And Trump.
Oh, yeah. So if you're rich, you're white, and you do real bad shit, just have something that squirted forth from your fucking loins be governor so they can pardon you. What a great story. Is that... This seems desperate, though, doesn't it? Who the fuck is looking for Andrew Giuliani? I don't know one thing he stands for. I imagine all the greatest hits of the Republican Party, right? Is he anti-choice, forced birth, loves guns?
Giuliani, 35, said, there's no more effective playbook than the Giuliani playbook.
In what manner? I mean, you know, I might be able to get behind that depending on what you are trying to effect. The man masturbated on camera in front of somebody he didn't even know, supposedly, in his hands in his pants.
Giuliani is touting his close ties with Trump.
Yeah.
Having worked in the White House's Office of Public Liaison.
Who's voting for you in New York, dickhead? Who would, though? New York. Is it that crazy and, like, outside of the city there? The people are going to vote for Andrew fucking Julie fucking... I can't even say it. Is it that crazy?
He said, within the first 3 or 4 years, New York will, if he's elected, New York will go from being the highest tax state, one of the least business-friendly states in the country, to one of the most business-friendly states in the country.
No, whatever, dumb fuck. Who knows what you think? Are you into shit like your dad's into? Are you going to be? Does he support the big fucking lie?
Of course. Of course.
Why do you want to be in our government then? Why do you want to be a part of it? If you support the big lie and what went down on 1/6, why do you want to be in government? Don't you want to overthrow it?
Well, that's how they're going to overthrow it. Take it over. Get elected and then stop having elections.
It's your dad.
Like, that's what Putin did. Yeah. I mean, they still have elections, wink, 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 but Putin's in charge of the elections.
Did the Department of Justice give your daddy his fucking phone back yet or no? What's going on with that, man? Didn't they seize a bunch of shit from his daddy's offices?
Oh, yeah,
what's going on? I mean, you know.
As is typical here, Republicans who are squealing that Joe Biden is not being bipartisan.
Joe Biden isn't working with the monsters.
Well, he's trying to.
Well, that's crazy.
But they're shooting everything down. This is how Republicans work.
Right.
You need to compromise. And compromise to us means we want 100% of what we want. You don't get anything you want. Why won't you compromise with Oz?
Well, I get it. I get why they're confused. Because it's taken so long for the Democrats to realize that these people are monsters. They're not still compromising. How do you compromise with Mitch McConnell? How? How do you get through those fucking folds?
U.S. Republican lawmakers met with top officials from Biden's administration today to seek common ground on infrastructure, on an infrastructure proposal, but they had zero of their own. Zero plan. Zero ideas.
You have nothing. You have no thoughts. You have nothing but violence and racism, forced birth, and I don't know, whatever. Phone parties, sex trafficking. You're garbage. No offense.
The Biden's administration said it's willing to work with Republicans, but also will forge ahead with only Democratic support if necessary.
Listen,
White House had set a Tuesday deadline for any Republican counterproposal.
Oh, like send us something written down on paper that you would like to do with the infrastructure, dumb dumbs.
0.0, of course.
But where is it? What are you doing?
Republicans are only the party of no.
Bullshit. They're legislators.
They can't govern. They can't legislate.
Excuse me.
Nothing but obstruct and destroy. That's all the Republicans are good for.
I am looking up the definition of legislator. A person who makes laws.
Yeah.
A person who makes law. Like, is that, they mean write laws?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do that. They're not doing their fucking job.
Biden's mammoth infrastructure proposal includes traditional projects to revitalize roads and bridges, but would also seek to address climate change and social issues such as elder care. President said he would pay for the plan by raising taxes on U.S. corporations.
Boom.
Republicans rejected Biden's proposal. It's too broad, too expensive.
Then what's yours?
And instead have sought to reach a bipartisan deal that focuses on roads, bridges, waterways, and broadband.
Okay.
Democrats have floated a two-track approach that would include a smaller bipartisan package as well as a more sweeping legislation they could enact without Republican support throughout a process known as reconciliation. So we'll see what happens.
You know, I would be pissed off if I was a conservative. God, I mean, you know, if I was a conservative sitting here and I heard that my legislator had had an opportunity to submit an infrastructure bill, but they just didn't. But why? Where is their bill? What do they do with their time at work?
Ask a Republican, like, who vote, a voter, about Trump's health care plan.
What do they say?
Like, Trump had years, literally, to put forth a health care plan, and every time he was asked about it, he said 2 weeks. It's going to be 2 weeks. He's going to have a big, beautiful health plan. You're going to see it. Nobody ever saw anything. And there is nothing. They found out that the Republicans didn't even work on anything. All they wanted to do was get rid of Obamacare and have nothing to replace it with. So leave those 20 million plus people out to fucking literally die.
It should
die, poor people.
But it should be mind-blowing. Do you think Biden is passionate about his infrastructure plan? Do you think he cares about it?
Yes.
Has he fucking read it?
I would say probably. I mean, it's probably pretty big, but he probably has a pretty good idea what's in it.
But why did he go to all that trouble? Why?
To make things better? Yeah.
I mean, he's just passionate about it. It's like you're working. These Republicans don't even care about that, though. They don't even have a, don't you have something if you're against this plan? Don't you have something else that you're passionate enough to?
The party of Trump. Zero substance. And all bluster and all cult behavior.
Is it nihilism? Are we held hostage by nihilists?
No, I mean, nihilism gets a bad name.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're. Oh, Charles Grodin died. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. I saw that.
86, though. Sucks. Shit, I didn't realize he was that old.
Right.
Well, that's a bummer.
Right. Wasn't there some kind of Saturday Night Live skit where there was a whoopee cushion, but what the whoopee cushion did was no, it wasn't a whoopee cushion. It was a flute that came out of your asshole, and when you farted, it was supposed to turn that sound into words. And one of the things, it was on Saturday Night Live, the horn that went out of someone's asshole was when you farted. Instead of the sound of the fart, it was Charles Grodin is interesting.
I like Charles Grodin.
Yeah, yeah.
We have.
Of some shit though towards the end, didn't he? Of like harassing people in a creepy manner.
Oh, I didn't know about that. Texas Governor Greg. Oh, speaking of saving people,
yes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order barring public schools and other government entities from requiring masks.
You ban them.
This is what these motherfuckers are doing. Not helping people.
The thing with the mask is, I think Trump ruined that for us forever. And that it's so damaging. It's the mask isn't about your freedom. It's about the shit that comes out of your mouth and you're not vaccinated. I don't know. Poor Texas. What a bunch of dumb fucks running that state into the fucking ground, just like this state.
We've got
Matthew McConaughey can't get elected there fast enough.
I don't know about that one. He's crazy.
I don't know.
I mean, he'll be good on social issues and stuff, I would assume.
Really?
But man, he's pretty libertarian-y, I think, when kind of libertarian diaper loady sometimes.
That state of Texas, our government's so fucked up. It's large.
It would be a step. You couldn't really take much of a step down from Greg Abbott and who's that? Who's that Taliban member? Christian Taliban? Dan Patrick?
Yes, yes.
His like,
be more specific in Texas because there's a few you can choose from, I think. But doesn't that state deserve better? I mean, now Matthew McConaughey, don't take this personally. Does Texas deserve better, even better than Matthew McConaughey? Don't they? I mean, I'm trying not to be a cunt, but right.
Well, yeah, and by the way, Texas is purple. There are a lot of people in this poor beleaguered liberals in the cities of Dallas, Austin, Houston. They're held hostage by these fucking rural racist nut job Christo fascist dicks.
I don't know what to say to the planet. There are people in the South that do not vote for these fucking Republicans that are, you know, held hostage by other people's shitty fucking thing. They need, something needs to happen to the South for it to get better. There's just so much poverty down here. I don't know if the answer's Matthew McConaughey, but fuck it. I'll take it. Hey, if you get shunned in Texas, Matthew, and you don't want to run there, if you run Democrat against DeSantis, I'll vote for you. I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking care. Right? I mean, do you think Matthew McConaughey would be a better governor than DeSantis? Fuck it. Yeah.
Katie Porter is trending.
Okay.
She brought out her whiteboard again.
Oh, shit.
I see a lot of tweets that are like, oh, please, please put Katie Porter on the January 6th commission.
What is she?
We want her going after these motherfuckers.
Just smart people. Smart. The Democratic Party is littered with smart people with whiteboards. Whiteboards or whiteboards?
Mr. Gonzalez.
This is a big pharma cunt CEO.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, pharma cunt!
She tweeted, Big Pharma says they need to charge astronomical prices to pay for research and development, yet the amount they spend on manipulating the market to enrich their shareholders completely eclipses what is spent on research and development.
Okay. What is that? When she says manipulating the market, is she referring to the ads and shit?
Yeah. And lobbyists and all that bribes.
Do we ever get rid of those ads?
They need to go. There should not be any pharmacy, any drug ads on television. Yeah, if I was a doctor, some moron came in and was like, I don't know. Why don't you give me this effectoriacin bullshit that I see on television?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go to your doctor with some information. You got to say, do your research and shit. But some fucking crafty commercial with Tom Brokaw throwing a football through a tire and then Kid Rock comes out on a lawnmower talking about hard-on pills. This is not helping us.
Here she is.
Mr. Gonzalez, how much did Abby spend on litigation and settlements from 2013 to 2018?
I don't have that number.
I'll bet she does. This is great.
Motherfucker.
This is great. He opens up. I don't have that number. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me. I do. It's.
I don't have that number offhand. We'll be happy to give it to you.
Okay. $1.6 billion.
$2.4 billion. Oh, shit. Wait. On litigation. What does that mean? Like, they're
suing people. They're using their big swinging litigation fund.
Yes.
To sue everybody, sue rivals and manipulate the market.
Saying, like, you're stealing our fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
$1 billion, $2.45 billion on R&D, $1.6 billion in litigation and settlements. What about marketing and advertising? How much does Abby spend on that?
I don't have that number in front of me.
Well, marketing and advertising, we spend about $4 billion a year.
Yep, 4.7.
She's got all the exact numbers. Yep, 4.7, actually.
Excuse me, I'm not a math guy. I must be following this wrong. I thought she said 2.7 on R&D.
She said 4 on R&D, 2.45 on R&D, 1.6 on litigation.
But wait, and the advertising is what?
Four.
But actually researching shit that can cure us is
half.
Fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker.
1 billion. How about executive compensation? Oh. 2013 to 2018.
2013 to 2018, it's probably on average about $60 million a year.
Try 334 on for size. Now, how much did Ivy spend on stock buybacks and shareholders, stock buybacks and dividends to enrich your shareholders from 2013 to 2018?
Stock buybacks and dividends.
Okay.
To enrich your shareholders from 2013 to 2018.
By the way, stock buybacks. Remember when the Republicans gave all the big companies those tax breaks?
Yes.
And they were like, well, what's going to happen? It's all going to trickle down and they're going to spend it on jobs and they're going to open new factories and they're going to be. No, we found out the vast majority of these big companies said, ooh, we're going to take that money and do stock buybacks, which gives the money to the shareholders.
That's like paying yourself.
Yes.
Well, wait.
Well, stock buybacks, if you actually look at just pure stock buybacks, it would be about $13 billion.
Stock buybacks and dividends is the question, sir.
Dividends, I'd have to come back with a number for that over that period of time.
Katie?
Wait. Just so I understand. He says $13 billion in stock buybacks.
Alone, not counting dividends.
Why are they doing that?
So that they can make more money, so he can make a lot more money.
Okay.
You know, she said employee executive compensation.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like 60 million. Try 337.
You were off, buddy.
With a number for that over that period of time.
$50 billion. So, Mr. Gonzalez, you're spending all
$50 billion with dividends and stock buybacks wrapped up together.
Dividends are when you pay your stockholders.
You send money to the stockholders, yeah. You've earned this much per share. Here's.
It's nice. I'm impressed that they found a little money to put into research. That's nice.
A number for that over that period of time.
$50 billion. So, Mr. Gonzalez.
Meanwhile, now she's got on her whiteboard. She's got round pieces of colored paper, the size to represent the size of the investments. R&D is like this little one, and then stock buybacks and dividends is like the size of a basketball.
You know, man, that's funny.
Covering her whole whiteboard.
Very nice images. Yeah, it's just so funny listening to this, because you think about the war on drugs that Reagan was raving about, and Nancy Reagan with the three just say no and all that bullshit. Like, that's the war on drugs. This is the war on people, but the drugs are at war on us. This is the war. This is.
So, Mr. Gonzalez, you're spending all this money to make sure you make money rather than spending money to invest in, develop drugs, and help patients with affordable life-saving drugs. You lie to patients when you charge them twice as much for an unimproved drug, and then you lie to policymakers when you tell us that R&D justifies those price increases.
Right. When I'm looking at a big blue basketball that says stock buybacks and dividends. So they're saying, well, we have to raise our prices. How are we going to do research and development and save people?
Hey. So you're saying, so I understand now. So the big pharma, a life costs, all these people have to get paid before your life is saved. These people, they get paid.
But they don't care about saving lives.
Wait, yeah,
give me
right.
A fucking break.
But these people get paid. That is... God, that is some drug dealer shit. These are the drug dealers. I mean, imagine you go through the 80s, you're busting people selling pot. these are the cartel. This is the cartel. 2.45 billion on actual, like, pharma work.
Yeah.
And what was 60 billion? Did what? That was dividends,
stock buybacks, and dividends.
We gotta pay these white fuckers. They are shaking us down like a motherfucker.
300 million to executive salaries and bonuses. And I'm looking at all these circles that she's put on her board, and one of the smaller ones is research and development, and that's the one they point to when they say That's where all of our expenses are going. We have to, I have to make this life-saving drug very expensive.
Oh my God. What if you, they're getting rich, but along the way, what if you help just a few people?
we're helping us. Oh, I'm helping rich people.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like all the rich white people get paid, but then it's all the rich white people get the fucking drugs that you spent a penance on researching.
And then you lie to policymakers when you tell us that R&D justifies those price increases. The big pharma fairy tale is one of groundbreaking R&D that justifies astronomical prices. But the pharma reality is that you spend most of your company's money making money for yourself and your shareholders. And the fact that you're not honest about this with patients and with policymakers, that you're feeding us lies that we must pay astronomical prices to get innovative treatments is false. The American people, the patients, deserve so much better. I yield back.
Good God.
Katie Porter is a national treasure.
Bam. That, I mean, that's criminal, though. That's horrific. People are sitting around dying, and, you know, there's $2.45 billion on R&D, and you're paying all these dumb rich fuckers with their luxury yachts and my support yacht, who my coat made a yak fur. Fuck you. Jeez.
And this guy looks like a real asshole, too.
Who is this?
I don't know. CEO of something.
Yeah, God. Katie Porter is fucking awesome. It's math. She's using math. She's like, oh, look at this math.
She's an econ professor.
This math means you're a crazy fascist motherfucker to charge that much for all that shit. People are fucking dying.
And then lying about it.
Yeah.
Saying, it's research. How are we going to do research?
How are we going to pay Joe Montana to be in an ad about hard-on pills if we don't have... I'm spending barely.
My helicopter pad on my support yacht needs upgrading. How am I going to do that
if
I don't raise prices?
Does someone in that company say, guys, we should spend more on R&D?
No.
We haven't quite cured fucking cancer. No. But they're like, No. Samuel Jackson's getting paid for this thing about blood pressure.
Cure.
Sorry, dickhead.
Cure. They don't want to cure.
They don't want to cure cancer?
Anything.
No, they're in the healthcare industry.
They want to treat everything.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I really have utterly no doubt.
They are stringing us along.
I have no doubt in my mind that some of these companies at some point have found actual cures for some condition and have made it go away because it makes more money for them to only be able to treat it and not cure it. Here's something.
Yeah.
Here's, we discovered this drug that completely cures diabetes, but God, let's kill the guy that discovered that and throw those plans away, because how are we going to sell insulin every month? I have no doubt that has happened.
You know, there's a reason. I know it's fictional. I don't give a fuck. There's a reason Wakanda made themselves invisible and disappeared from the planet, because everybody's shitty. And this is unreasonable what Big Pharma is doing.
Yeah.
So what does Katie Porter want to do? Does Katie Porter want to say, like, we need to regulate how much?
Yes.
Well, fuck yes. Yeah. That sounds like, what about this? What if we made
regulations? You got to get rid of regulations. There's too much regulation.
You got to get rid of these goddamn marketing departments. At Pfizer and shit, they're fucking evil. You got to cut that fucking budget, right?
Yeah. What else do we have here? Oh, look at the time flying by.
Yeah.
I've got here a wee clip.
Right.
This is self-explanatory.
Yes.
Because I got blown away this weekend at Bob Evans's.
Bob Evans? Does he mean Bob Evans the restaurant?
I mean, there's no other way. I don't know what other Bob.
He's not hanging at Bob Evans's house, who's probably dead. By the way, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yes. It's been a minute since we've heard from Coach Dave. Is he okay? Is he safe from the corona?
because I got blown away this weekend at Bob Evans's. Bob had this gentleman that he knows who does like Civil War reenactments.
Oh, so there is a guy named Bob Evans.
Oh.
At Bob Evans's. Bob had this gentleman that he knows who does like Civil War reenactments, that kind of stuff. And he brought with him all of the different flags that were flown during the Civil War. Did you know that that was the cross of St. Andrew? Did you know that the Southern flag was a representation of the crucifixion of St. Andrew? I had no idea.
What is a Southern
flag? It had nothing to do with slavery. It had everything to do with righteous government and the right of free men to govern themselves. It's unbelievable, right? The winners write the history. Isn't that what they tell us?
What? The winners? Wait a second.
So he's saying the South was fighting for the right for men to be able to govern themselves. And he's saying it wasn't about slavery, even though we know that every single state left saying, yes, we're leaving because you won't let us keep slaves. Go to South Carolina's letter leaving the Union. You know, go to Texas's.
Hey, we're convinced Coach David's real, and this character doesn't show up in some like fucking writer's packet for Saturday Night Live, right? This is a real guy.
I think so, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It had nothing to do with slavery. It had everything to do with righteous government and the right of free men to govern themselves. It's unbelievable, right? The winners write the history. Isn't that what they tell us? The winners write the history. And they have made the Southern flag about slavery, and it wasn't about that at all.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe the flag itself may not have been about slavery. It didn't have a white guy whipping a black guy on it, the flag, but the war that it represented was.
Yes!
Or the side that was fighting to keep slavery.
I don't know, man, Dave, or is there anything else you're interested in? How do you know all? Tell me more about these flags of the Confederacy that you like to jizz over.
I had fun at Bob Evans's.
I thought you were going to talk about the restaurant. I thought there would be a funny story about the restaurant.
I think it's a dude that he knows named Bob Evans.
How disappointing. Bob Evans is good. Have you eaten there?
I can't say that I've ever eaten at a Bob Evans in my life. I've seen them.
Right.
But I don't know that I've ever gone in one and eaten.
Right. For your birthday?
What kind of food is it? Is it good?
It's like, it's nicer Waffle House. Ish in that vein.
Come on, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Well, yeah, it is. It's Waffle House.
Nicer Waffle House.
It's not an endorsement, but it's accurate. I mean,
I've seen them in malls.
Bob Evans is in malls, really?
Yeah, I've seen one in a mall.
Jesus. Got the food court. Welcome to the food court.
It is a real restaurant. Bob Evans. It wasn't a food court, but it was a real restaurant at a mall. So there you go.
Right.
Coach Dave.
That's right, Pat. Well, the CDC says I can go back to the food court, though, right? I'm fully vaccinated.
I guess, yeah. Although it is an indoor space with a lot of people, they would probably say you might want to keep your mask on.
Right. I just have to go get Bobo. But what's it called? The Korean thing?
Boba?
Boba. Not Bobo. Boba. Boba will get begotten elsewhere.
Little tapioca balls in the
not the balls.
In the bottom in the bottom of your drink.
Yeah.
They're yummy though.
Who invented that shit? It's great.
I don't know what this is. This is a Right Wing Watch clip.
Right.
I don't know. This is somebody. I don't know what this is.
Senator Ted Cruz, who has like really been pretty nasty to the women of color nominees who have come before that committee. What he did was truly...
I don't know what this music is this woman has going on.
Right.
bizarre, obnoxious, and the scary thing is probably some people will believe him.
It's pretty intense,
some woman,
man.
Talking about, yeah.
But is there a rain stick involved?
But her her music is right. A little too
impressive. I agree. I think Ted Cruz is an asshole. Is that the point?
Everybody does. And I find somebody who doesn't, even a Republican.
And I could believe Ted Cruz is an asshole, especially to women of color. I could believe that. Sure.
Elsewhere in the news, yay, for the last few minutes that we got going on right here, I do have a story. This is not good if you're traveling on aeroplanes.
Great. Sky sharks, they're attacking.
There has been an alarming increase in unruly passengers.
Right, this is the worst thing. No, it's not. No, the worst thing in a plane would be it exploding in midair and just falling through the desk screaming.
The FAA is continuing to crack down on disruptive passengers as the agency continues to see more incidents than any year prior.
Ugh. God damn it, everybody!
On Monday, the FAA proposed its largest fine to a passenger so far, a $52,500 fine.
Oh, my God.
For a man who punched a flight attendant in the face and tried to open a cockpit door.
Motherfucker. Listen, dickhead. That's no good. I don't like that one bit. Fuck that guy.
FAA Administrator Steve Dixon said we've seen an alarming increase in the rate over the last few months.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something we need to get under control. This is something we should all be concerned about. The vast majority of these people are Trumpist mask holes who are refusing to comply with masks on the plane or
insane.
In the airport. And then they get all butt hurt when somebody tells them, put your fucking mask on, you asshole.
You know what I would do? You know what they should have for flights? They should have this one flight. It's called, it'll be called Coma Air. And you get in there, you sit in your seat, the flight attendant comes by, and they give you a pill. You take the pill, you fall asleep, you wake up, boom, you're there. That's it. No mask holes, no nothing, no fucking bullshit. You sit there, passed out, with your fucking mask on. And you wake up, you know, you just got to get the calibration of the drug right. What's wrong with that? That's a great idea.
In response to the increase in flight disturbances surrounding the Capitol insurrection, Dixon signed an order in January directing the agency to take a zero tolerance policy in unruly passenger cases, handing down stricter punishments without a warning, including fines of up to $35,000 and imprisonment.
How selfish you are. You got to be unruly in the fucking air. Being in the air, we are desensitized to the science involved in staying in the sky and not falling out of the fucking sky. Shit has to happen on planes at certain moments. We can't have any fucking bullshit. This has to stop right now. I hate this. God. Who are these people?
Well, yeah.
I mean, for real. Your job in the plane is to not crash. And that's the point. Everybody is answering. When you're on a plane, everybody needs to be on board with the question, what can I do to make us not crash? And if you're a passenger, that means you shit. No, you sit there and you shut the fuck up. And you don't do this kind of bullshit. Now everybody's focused on these dickheads, not the question. Get this plane on the ground safely. That's what we're worried about. Now, if you're detracting from that, you're a colossal fucknut.
The FAA trying to crack down on these unruly dickwads.
That sounds like a losing battle, FAA. I think you drug everybody. Get on. If you want to get on that plane, you take the pill, you wake up when you're there. That's it. No discussion. I'm first in line.
You think they should BA Baracus,
yes!
Everybody and just...
Yes.
Propofol them until they land.
Let me do a dramatic reenactment of a crash without the propofol. Oh, my God, I'm dying. You know, you just don't wake up with the other one. You're dead either way. I mean, these people are worse, though. I mean, God.
Complete assholes.
But my thing is you want to knock yourself out on the plane and wake up when you get there. But do you? I mean, do you feel safe? Are people running around doing bullshit? Do I have to watch people in the plane to make sure it doesn't crash?
Well, yeah, I mean, people are jumping up and...
I hate that! Oh, the jumping around in the plane, because why? Because we're in the air, nothing can happen, nothing bad can happen in the air, so I can act like a fucking child. Fuck you. Jeez.
Good news?
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
And I think this person could have a good shot.
Yes.
Democratic Representative Val Demings of Florida has said she will run against Marco Rubio.
Yay! Holy fucking shit!
An advisor to Demings confirmed she is planning a Senate bid and will be making a formal announcement soon.
That is great news.
She tweeted today that she's humbled at the encouraging messages she's seeing. She says, I know the stakes are too high for Republicans to stand in the way of getting things done for Floridians, which is why I'm seriously considering a run for the Senate. Stay tuned.
Is it true Marco Rubio said, you know what, she'd be better than I am. I'm going to resign. You should vote for Val. didn't say that, okay?
I'm sure he tweeted a Bible verse or something. That's what he does, right?
I know a little about Val Demings, but not a lot. But what I do know is she would be a better.
She was an impeachment manager.
Yes, she was great. Was it Marco Rubio? God damn, Florida! You see, we can, if we vote correctly, we can have a Val Demings, or we could have Marco Fuckface. Him and Matt Gaetz hanging out in Orlando, getting wet in the foam.
We've got. It says Chuck Schumer dares the GOP to oppose a bill forming a Capitol Riot Commission. Go on, I dare you.
Well, they did it, though, Chuck. That's the issue. They don't want to investigate themselves because they don't, you know.
Meanwhile, like I said before, Kevin McCarthy has come out against a bipartisan commission.
Yay!
Because the commission won't blame Black Lives Matter for the attack, basically.
They were coming to get you, dude.
He said in a statement today, the proposed commission ignores the political violence that has struck American cities and has a short-sighted scope that does not examine interrelated forms of political violence in America. What about those black people burning Portland to the ground?
But why? Kevin, what,
that has everything to do with January 6th.
When do you quit, Trump, motherfucker? I mean, what does it take? That you were screaming at each other because people were coming to kill you, dude. That's what was happening in that riot. And he didn't want to do anything for you.
The House is set to vote this week on legislation establishing the commission. The bipartisan bill, negotiated by House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi. Ooh, really? I didn't realize there was a Democrat from Mississippi.
God.
And ranking member John Katko, Republican of New York, is modeled on the bipartisan commission that investigated the 9/11 attacks.
Well, that was a different time.
The problem for McCarthy is that the Republican Party is thoroughly implicated in the Capitol riot, which Trump incited with lies, blah, blah, blah. Lies that McCarthy and most congressional Republicans supported.
The Republicans are the terrorists in this instance, right? I mean, if you're going to compare this to 9/11, then you have to say then the Republicans are flying the planes.
McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell initially resisted a commission proposal from Nancy Pelosi because it would have had more Democrat than Republican appointees. But Pelosi conceded to an even party split.
Why?
Weeks ago.
Fuck that. But they're the bad guys, though. That to me, I don't like that because that is not... That's not realism. Realism is the GOP did this. They were involved with, you know, orchestrating it. I mean, my God, the leader of their party told everybody to storm the fucking Capitol. Bipartisan.
It says McCarthy has already run from the truth. And days after the insurrection, he acknowledged that Trump bears responsibility for what happened. However, he then reversed his stance. Said Trump didn't provoke the attack after all.
Oh, okay, Kevin. Thank you. Jesus Christ. I mean,
Pelosi called Republicans cowards when asked about McCarthy's statement. She said, I'm very pleased that we have a bipartisan bill come to the floor. It's disappointing but not surprising that the cowardice on part of some of the Republican side not to want to find that truth.
Well, you know, the complication with that truth is they did it. So they don't know. They don't want that truth. They're just a bunch of weirdos. Mike Pence, they sent people to hang him, and then he comes out and says some nice things about Trump.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand these people. I mean, it makes me
know what you want from him.
I don't know. It's just confusing.
What do you want from him?
I don't know. He's like a robot then. That fly sat on his head for days.
Yeah.
In that debate.
That was spectacular. That was one of my favorite parts of the whole election was that fly landing on Mike Pence's head during
the
debate.
Right. And the thing is, why are they so weird? There's some weird motherfuckers. They're crazy.
When animals get pissed. When animals get pissed.
A few more minutes here on the big show.
Right.
A surfer.
Uh-oh. Oh, is it an angry squirrel?
Was killed by a shark today off the Australian coast.
Oh, no. Shit.
The man in his 50s had been surfing off Forster, 137 miles north of Sydney, when he was attacked. Onlookers pulled the man from the water, suffering critical injuries to his upper right thigh. Despite best efforts of paramedics and bystanders, he could not be resuscitated.
And fuck these sharks. I mean, God.
And they're saying that this is the first time in that area. Lower North Coast Surf Life Saving Branch. I don't know what this means. This guy, it's a long name of your organization.
You know, man, but if you're involved in saving people from shark attacks in Australia, there's got to be quite a few of you.
Well, saving surf life, apparently, is for surfing. Brian Wilcox said a drone search after the attack spotted two sharks in the area. It's pretty unprecedented, he said. I can't recall ever having a shark attack in this area.
Well, where is this?
Australia?
Okay.
But not in that part of Australia.
Oh, right. Well, there's always something, isn't it? There's always some dumb fucking caveat.
They said they'll do drone missions for the next couple of days just to make sure there are no sharks hanging around.
Okay, make sure of that, please. And I'm right in that water. Make sure with your fucking dumb fucking drones.
It was the first shark attack in Australia since November. We haven't had one since November. When a 55-year-old surfer was mauled near the northwest town of Broome. Last year, 8 fatalities and shark attacks was Australia's highest since 1929.
The thing about the English, the British, the Empire, it's not bad enough that you conquered the whole fucking planet, but then you name places with shitty fucking names. Broome?
With an E.
What is that? Broome? What a beautiful name.
It's probably the name of some asshole.
The land of Broome. Right.
Probably some asshole's name who founded a town.
Yeah.
The
colonial. Colonizer. A colonizer. For sure.
Well, or just some rich Australian asshole.
Le Broome.
There you go. The introduction of shark nets. Popular beaches starting in the 1930s led to a significant fall in fatal attacks.
I like that technology. That's a good, but it needs to be expanded upon. Here, I fixed it where no one dies. I put nets along the shore called people nets for people that want to go in the water.
Don't let them go into the water.
You can't get in the water. It's so difficult. That's the thing you can't deny about the science. Here's the science of shark attacks. You take the water out of the equation. A lot less. You reduce the frequency bigly of a shark attack. You know.
Devin Nunes' cow.
Be careful that cow. Approves. Cow guts. I'm so glad that cow didn't get sued. Congratulations.
Unmasked.
Oh, unmasked. That's right. What a dumb.
They've been suing them left, and he has been trying to sue them left and right. In fact, I think I don't know if I did the story, but he. I thought one of his lawyers got in trouble for filing frivolous lawsuits.
That's what they do. That's what these lunatics do.
Well, and the Republicans are the ones screaming about lawsuits all the time. That they want to make it harder to be able to sue corporations and things like that. But They so want to be able to sue anyone that it might insult them. R.I.P. to the surfer killed.
God, Jesus. How could you let all this stuff that we talked about today? It's like you don't exist. You're not dead. Maybe you're dead, like some people say, right? Is he dead? Is Jesus fucking dead?
I would say if the person named Jesus existed, yes, he's long dead.
Oh, it's so sad. God damn.
Did he resurrect and get sucked up into, hoovered up into heaven? I do not believe that.
When is he coming back?
He's not.
Oh, my God, guys.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every fucking weekday. Then your favorite application, podcast application, and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Radar Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We will talk at you all tomorrow, everyone.
Now
have
you
a great
understand. I'll get my hands politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's gonna end real quick.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.